This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. After months of study, SMU seismologists finally made the link today. They suspect oil and gas drilling is what's behind a swarm of earthquakes that rattled the Azle area northwest of Fort Worth a year and a half ago. Scientists released those findings Tuesday, published in the journal Nature Communications. When the earthquake research started, SMU scientists zoomed in on three potential causes: oil and gas drilling, changes in the groundwater, translation drought, or natural earthquakes. Seismologist Matthew Hornbach says that was the easiest to all but rule out.
We haven't seen earthquakes in this area in 150 years of European settlement, if you will. So it's surprising that they're starting now.
Drought was almost as easy to dismiss because the quakes in question began far too deep. So a more likely scenario? Earthquakes caused by man.
The most probable cause is oil and gas activities in the Azle Reno area, primarily wastewater injection as well as brine removal during gas production.
At a news conference Tuesday, Hornbach and his colleague, Heather DeShawn, would not talk about drilling regulations or anything related to policy. DeShawn did say a swarm of earthquakes, even small ones, is enough to get scientists to stand up and take notice because something bigger could be on the way. But she wouldn't expect to see a catastrophic earthquake in North Texas.
The faults that have generated earthquakes so far have not had the lengths that would be associated with a catastrophic earthquake. But that doesn't mean that a mid-magnitude earthquake wouldn't cause damage in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
That's because, unlike California, North Texas isn't built to sustain them. The most recent cluster of North Texas earthquakes wasn't part of this study. SMU is also looking into the quakes that rocked the area near where the old Texas Stadium stood in Irving. When it comes to injecting and extracting water 8,000 feet below the surface of the earth, you can never have too much data. Courtney Collins, KERA News.